This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca. Until February 14th, Two Rivers Gallery here in Prince George Clayley today is calling upon regional artists to contribute visual artwork for display during the gallery's 2026 Black History Month event. There's a unique opportunity here for both emerging and established local Black artists of the diaspora. We're here today with Maya Levy, the public programming coordinator for the gallery. Maya, can you tell me a little bit about what you have planned for the upcoming event?
Yeah, so with True Rivers, we've collaborated with some community partners, the Nigerian-Canadian Association of NBC, AFCAS, Her Textures, and UNBC ACSA, and we've, in collaboration with them, created what we thought would be a good cultural showcase of the many different aspects of Black culture and highlighting specifically a lot of local Black people and their organizations and kind of bringing together as a whole the community of Prince George. So we will have some keynote speakers that will talk about a variety of different aspects of Black culture and also just cultures in general or the community in general. We'll have a cultural showcase which will feature different musicians, poetry, cultural designers. And then we also will be having an art activity that will be based on Black culture in terms of our theme this year's community roots. So really focusing on how each of us have a different tree and all of them look a little bit different and showcasing our own individual and cultural aspects in that.
It's a multidisciplinary event. It's audio, visual. There's a lot going on. That's great. And this isn't the first time the gallery has done a Black History Month event. I'm aware there was one last year in 2025 as well. You mentioned a number of collaborators, local organizations. What has Two Rivers Gallery done to develop these relationships? What's your experience been on that end?
I'm pretty new to Prince George. I've been here for almost a year, not quite a year yet. And one of the community partners that we're partnering with is Her Texture, who has previously run the Black History Month event here at the gallery. And being new to Prince George, I really wanted to make sure that I kind of wasn't stepping on toes. I really wanted to make this more of a collaborative event to make sure that I'm also making myself a part of the community and really sharing and gaining experience and learning things from people who have been here.
This, of course, isn't just a celebration of art, not just things you can put on the wall, but also culture. There's a keynote speaker on financial literacy coming as well. Can you tell us what informs the diversity of what we can expect from this event? There's even musicians attending as well, is that right?
Yeah, so I think the Black diaspora in general is such a vast community. It has so many different areas that really there are just Black brilliance and Black excellence in general, and I really wanted that to be the focus, and I think the community partners really want to have that be the focus as well, is that there really is so many different areas that really shape our experience and our culture. So just really highlighting that it's not just one thing, especially for the art gallery, there really are so many different ways that you can be involved, and there's so many different ways that art is kind of brought to you. So that's why it was really important to have the cultural showcase, to really showcase other things just besides the physical media of art. As well as the keynote speakers, there is a vast variety of things and topics that will be talked about. So some of the other speakers will be speaking on, we have someone who focuses on solar power, and he's going to be talking about his solar power company and his experience being in the North and being a Black person. We also have someone who will be talking about Black brilliance in the North and like leadership, visibility, things of that nature. And then also Her Texture will be doing a braiding demonstration, which will have a Q&A to kind of allow people to ask questions on braiding and the cultural significance of that in the Black culture as well. So yeah, just really important, as well as the exhibition, which is showcasing local Black art. So it's really just the well-roundedness of the culture and really making sure that's kind of represented in Prince George as well.
It's fascinating that there's such a variety there and opportunities to even learn about business and entrepreneurship going hand in hand with this exhibition. There's also hands-on activities as well. Sometimes people feel a little awkward about walking into an art gallery and figuring out, oh, how do I appreciate this art? But there's actually an opportunity to engage and learn something hands-on. There's a braiding workshop. Is there any other aspects of hands-on kinesthetic experience that people can expect from the event?
We definitely will have the art engagement, which will be based on the theme community roots. So really just kind of focusing on the different culture significance to yourself. So for example, it could be like a type of cloth that's really important in your culture, and maybe that's something that you incorporate in your tree, or a flag, or maybe it's a pattern that's really significant, and kind of based on that. So that's kind of one way that we wanted to bridge the art making into the event. I know there's a lot of things going on, so it's kind of wanted to give people time to kind of appreciate everything while also having something that they can engage in, as well as even just appreciating is a really great way to kind of be engaged and learn about new cultures, is just to kind of be there to appreciate. And I think that's one thing for the event we really wanted to make known. It's not just for the Black community in Prince George, it's really for everyone in Prince George to really come out and support and learn about, a new culture maybe they haven't before.
The central theme is cultural roots. And you mentioned a component of a tree being created. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Are we looking at kind of a collective piece that artists are contributing to?
Community roots is really kind of the theme for this year. I found it really important just with the planning of the event, and really making sure that I was reaching out to community organizations and partners that were already established in Prince George, finding the roots in those communities, and really making sure that all the roots kind of come together to make this beautiful tree. So upstairs we will be having an engagement on our chalkboard wall up there, and we'll have leaves kind of around to have people have some thought-provoking things to say, and they can post it on the tree. That will be our community tree.
This event is occurring on Friday, February 27th here at the Two Rivers Gallery in Prince George Clay today. But there's a call out for submissions. The deadline is February 14th. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I really wanted to have this opportunity to have local artists who might never really necessarily be shown in an art gallery have the opportunity to kind of have their work be represented and shown here, which I think is a really special thing about Prince George. There really is a lot of very talented people here. And sometimes, people kind of have feelings about maybe not being good enough or not really putting themselves out there. So this is a good way to kind of put your foot in the water, not have it be super serious, but exactly something that might inspire you to do further things in the arts. So yeah, it's a call for anyone who identifies in the Black diaspora to come out and have their work kind of displayed. And we have a call for artists submission that they can fill out, and then I will reach out to them for more information on that.
So how might someone submit who's interested?
Yeah, so we have a form that's on our website. It's a call for artists page on our website, and in there there's a link, you can click it, and then there's a few questions and a place where you can upload your pictures of your art. And then once all those details are there, I will reach out to them to kind of collect and see when we can arrange to have their pieces brought to the gallery.
And that's on tworiversgallery.ca.
Yeah.
Excellent. Do you mind telling us any particulars on the time of the event when it's occurring?
Yeah.
On Friday, February 27th?
Yeah, so it's from 5:30 to 8:30. The official agenda will be put out closer to the event, but we will have refreshments, food, and a lot of really fun things, as well as a community partner table, which will be open to community partners to kind of display different tabling and information on their organizations to ensure that everyone in Prince George kind of knows what's going on around and are able to kind of get the information that they may need.
We're speaking to Maya Levy at Two Rivers Gallery in Prince George, Clayley Tanay. Come on out Friday, February 27th. It's Black History Month. This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada. through the Local Journalism Initiatives program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca.